Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. The sun is shining here in LA. I have my little air humidifier next to me, and I am good to go. And I'm very excited to dive into the topic of today's episode about how to create a wait list of clients who are so eager to work with you. And not only that, but who you are eager to work with as well. And how to create an energy where your clients are just coming to you and that there's that continuous energetic cycle. This is something that I have created in my business over the last few months, that I now have a wait list. I have a wait list of dream clients, and almost around the 2 to 3 weeks before I finish with one of my clients, another client has already signed up and paid her deposit to take the next available appointment slot that I have. And I've been meditating on that a lot this last few weeks. And I've been thinking about how I created that, how I created this epic shift in my business. Because let me tell you, it was not always like that. Do not think that I woke up and suddenly had a business with a wait list of clients. That was not the case. And although it might sound like a lot of it has to do with strategy, really all of the things that have come up for me about how I've created that shift have been all to do with mindset, really. So I'm going to dive into the top 5 things that I think I've done to create this energetic space in my business. But talking about wait lists, I am very excited to be able to officially announce that the doors have opened to my incredible 10-week Money Mindset Magic program. You guys, there is so much that I want to share with you about the launch of this, about, oh my God, the incredible modules that I have all lined up for all the ladies that are going to sign up to work with me in this. It's going to be a completely live container, live coaching opportunities with me on a weekly basis. And I say 10 weeks, but you know me, you know I'm probably going to throw in some bonus stuff in there, maybe some bonus weeks in there as well. And not only will I be coaching and sharing some of the incredible, deep money mindset shifts that you need to really create a life and a business that lights you up, I also have 10 other amazing women who have created their own incredible businesses coming in and teaching on a weekly basis around how they've gotten to where they are in business. And they're going to be sharing different elements that are really going to support the teaching that's coming from me from that specific week. So doors are officially open. And this is the first time that I have launched this 10 week. It's going to be 12 weeks probably. That's why I should just say 12 weeks, shouldn't I? This is the first time that I've ever launched this. And it really stems from the topic of what we're about to talk about today, which is how to create a wait list in your business. Because I got to the point where I basically reached my capacity to hold space for one-to-one clients. And I'll talk more about creating energetic minimums and energetic maximums for your own business. But something about that was not sitting right with me. Something about that didn't feel good to me because it almost felt like it was blocking the very why that was behind my business. And that's to support as many women as I possibly can to bust through their own inner glass ceiling. And so it was great that I had so many women lined up to work with me one-to-one, but I knew that there was more. I knew I had more to give. And I discussed this with my team. And for the last few months, we have been prepping completely behind the scenes to make the Money Mindset Magic program accessible to you. And I am just so, so, so excited that the doors have officially opened, because for me, this means that I can open up my heart and my energy to hold space for more women instead of limiting it at only the capacity that I have for one-to-one clients. So I am so ready and eager to dive into all of these incredible, profound teachings and shifts that are going to take place for the women who sign up to join me on this program. And the link is below. If you want to find out more details, if you want to know what I'm talking about, then I'm putting the link below, and cart will be open for the next 2 weeks. But ladies, jump on this now, because I also have a maximum number of women that I'm going to be able to really energetically hold space for so that I can give all of you guys the most attention and breakthroughs that I possibly can. So if it's something you're thinking about, if you've been wondering about what it would be like to work with me, if you've been wondering about doing one-to-one coaching with me, but for some reason, maybe the price of one-to-one coaching wasn't in alignment with where you are right now, or maybe you prefer a group setting, maybe you prefer being around other empowered women who are on this journey with you, then this is the program for you. If you are not making consistent months in your business financially, or if you are not quite hitting that income goal that you really, really want to hit, or you're ready for an up level, you're ready to take it up another gear, then this is the program for you. It's going to be an incredible container of support, love, breakthroughs, and shifts. So head to the link below, and I just look forward to welcoming you with open, open arms. Okay, let's dive into the topic of today's episode about how to create a waitlist of clients that are ready and eager to work with you. Now, as I mentioned before, I just want you to know that a waitlist at the beginning of my business wasn't even a thought that crossed my mind. I wasn't even energetically holding space for the belief that that was even possible. I was like, damn, I just want any clients that can see the value of working with me. So if anyone's listening going, whatever she's about to talk about is like so far out of reach from me, I want you to just X that thought right now. Delete that thought. I have been where you have been. And if you start applying the top 5 tips that I'm about to share starting today, you're going to accelerate this process so much more quickly than I probably did because I found out the hard way. So I am laying it all on you and giving you the opportunity to really step into this energy starting today. So let's start with my first big tip. I really love this one. Okay. It's remove the neediness. Yes, the neediness. So have you ever had someone try to date you? Or really want to date you, but they've just been like really needy or pushy about it. And it's just not felt right with you, or it's been a really big turn off. I know that I have, obviously not going to mention any names or specific situations, but like definitely have had that happen, like to the point where the person like arrived at the doorstep and was pretty much uninvited. And it was a hell no for me. I'm like, this is not happening. Like, this is not okay with me. And look, it has nothing to do with how great the person is or how cute the person is. It's just a turnoff. There's something about neediness that becomes a turnoff. And I really feel like the exact same thing applies when it comes to your clients, when it comes to your business. Because everybody senses neediness, whether they understand that that's what it is or not. So we have to remove the hidden agenda and the hidden expectations that we have when it comes to not only money, but also our clients, because the two basically go hand in hand. So here's what I'm talking about. This is something that I dive into. There's a session on this with all of my one-to-one clients, and this will actually be a session that takes place in my program as well. Money mindset magic. That was not a plug. That's for real a thing that's going to happen. Is that we place these hidden agenda, and we have these hidden agendas within ourselves. And so what I realized that I was doing was placing the expectation of needing a client to make me feel validated. So basically what I was subconsciously saying was, please sign up for me, please apply to work with me, please pay me so that I can finally feel worthy, so I can finally feel successful, so I can finally feel good enough, so I can feel like my business is viable, you know, all of the things, so I can feel like a good coach. You name it, whatever it is for you, there are probably hidden agendas going on in there. And you have to unveil and unpack what those hidden agendas are subconsciously so that you can step into this place of groundedness. Because at the end of the day, no client and money as well cannot give these things to you. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you have to give those things to yourself first. And there's nothing more attractive than spending time with somebody who truly embraces their inner self-worth, who truly accepts themselves, who knows that they are good enough, who knows that they are innately successful, who knows that they are good at what they do, well, that is so much more attractive. That's going to make you so much more attractive when it comes to signing up with you. People want to sign up with you because you have confidence in what you do, not because you need them. And there is a really, really big difference. So I really urge you to unveil what that hidden expectation is for you, and then do what you need to do. Do the inner work so that you can remove that neediness, that needy energy within your business. Okay, so the second shift that took place was focusing on holding energetic space. Because what do you replace this neediness with? Well, I replace this neediness with making a decision to simply show up as my fullest, boldest, brightest self. And that has gotten stronger and brighter as obviously time has gone on. I mean, here I am sitting at my desk recording a podcast for you because that comes from this urge, this need to just show up and provide value for you guys. I don't need or expect anything in return. That's not what I focus on. Instead, I focus on giving you guys the best of me, showing up with value. And my belief is that if and when I do that, that the clients will come to me. I almost imagine it sort of like a magnet. Like if I show up with my fullest magnetism, which for me is the value and the insights that I have and the energy that I want to give, I imagine that almost like turning up the dial on my magnetism. And that's all I have to do is hold space for that magnetism. And the clients will come to me. I know for some of you that might sound like so simple that it feels like too good to be true. But I have my clients reach out to me in my DMs or email me or fill out an application form. They just pop up. They appear. They ask how they can work with me. And I'm like, oh, that's great. That's beautiful. That's amazing. But I also know that to be true because I've solidified that belief within myself. I know that if I show up as my best self, they will come. And so I really want you to take a moment and ask yourself, are you showing up with the fullest light and in the fullest capacity that you know intuitively you are capable of? I know I'm speaking to someone who's listening to this right now who's going, can feel it in their body. They're sensing it. There's some twinge going on there. And you know intuitively right now that you could show up brighter and bolder than you are right now. And that can look different for so many different people. I'm not saying, oh, you have to go start a podcast to attract clients. No, showing up as your brightest and boldest self is going to be individual to you. For me, it means showing up daily on social media. I have a thought that I want to share with you guys. I show up in my stories. I give value upon value upon value in all of my social media posts. I don't really ask for anything in return. I just know I'm holding energetic space for the women that want to work with me and knowing that they will come. So how could you start showing up in a brighter, bolder way? And maybe it's just turning up the inner dial within yourself on your own magnetism. And with that, it might feel a little uncomfortable. There might be a fear there of shining too brightly. And if that's there, then that's a mindset block that you have to bust through to really, really step into your true powers of magnetism. And you've got to do whatever you need to do to feel safe showing up in a bolder and brighter way. And let me tell you, the feeling that comes from just going screw it and showing up and saying, hey, this is me. This is how I can help you. This is my mission in the world. That feeling is so much more beautiful and so much more powerful than whatever your fear is telling you. I wasn't sure if I was going to mention this next part, but it has been something that's been kind of weighing on my mind a little bit. And I just want to share my thoughts on it. Now, this is not how I operate because this is not authentic and in alignment with me. But if you are listening and you're like, actually, that doesn't feel triggering to me in any way, or actually, that's not the case in my business, doing this actually does feel in alignment with me, then don't listen to this. Like, I don't care as long as it feels in alignment with you. But what is not in alignment with me is getting all up in people's DMs in an inauthentic way. So what do I mean by this? I receive messages on a weekly basis from people who have not really been following me, who obviously don't really know me or my business, and who ask me very inauthentic questions, which I know are coming from a place of needing or wanting me as a client. And yet they don't know anything about me. They haven't listened to my podcast. The message doesn't come from a genuine place. And for me, that is a really big turnoff. And this is the opposite of how I choose to operate in my business, which, as I just mentioned, is simply holding space. I show up with value. I provide a ton of value. I give so much of my time for free. And I know that the right clients will be attracted to me by me shining my magnetism or my light. I don't feel like it is authentic to me to have to inauthentically reach out to people in this not so genuine way. You do you, but let me just tell you, it circles back for me to that point on neediness. Does anyone want to spend time with somebody who is needy? I don't think so. And I know multiple 6- and 7-figure business owners who do not operate from this place because they're busy serving their clients. And that is what makes them attractive. So I'm all for creating genuine conversation. Like, oh my God, anyone listening, please DM me, like ask me questions that are real and authentic. I love supporting you. I love having conversations with you. I love voice noting all of you. So many of you, it comes from such a real place, but you're not like expecting me to sign up with you or pay you money in return. And obviously there comes a time in a conversation, if somebody goes, look, I think I really need more support with this, then I'm like, okay, girl, like, great. Next steps, like, fill out this application. I would love to chat with you more about this. Or, you know what actually normally happens is they go, Helena, I've been thinking about working with you. What are the next steps? They trigger that response, basically. They are asking for that. I am not, when I receive those messages from people asking if I want a business coach or different things like that, I have not given you permission to ask that. I haven't given you any kind of behind the scenes or background about my business or what my struggles are or what my pain points are for you to think that that is something that I want or need right now. And it just doesn't feel very genuine to me. And I'm all about authenticity and genuine connection. So you do you when it comes to that. Obviously, if you feel like you really can help somebody and you've taken genuine interest in their business and what it is that they do, or maybe you're a product-based business and you feel like, hey, I would love to just like chat with you about what my product is, then go for it. But please make sure it's coming from a real and authentic place, because otherwise I feel people can just sense that. And my third point, and you could probably guess I was going to weave this in here, is obviously making sure that you are in full alignment with your packages and your pricing. Like, you have to just feel energetically in such alignment with those prices, or your ideal clients are going to sense that. And this hasn't really got anything to do with, you know, the strategy or the way that you promote your packages or your services or anything like that. This is all internal. Girl, this is 100% internal. And this is why I was charging, God, a quarter of what I charge now, and I was attracting clients who could not afford me. It wasn't to do with them. It was to do with me. That was the place that I was in. I wasn't in full energetic alignment with my pricing. And I didn't feel, looking back, 100% deserving of receiving money for my services. Not because I wasn't a great coach, not because I couldn't provide a ton of value. It was because of the internal blocks going on within me. And when you are just in complete flow energetically with your pricing, when you know, oh my gosh, this is 100% what I deserve to be paid for the results that I create, then it is also an attractive energy. Nobody ever would, I'm trying to think now if this has happened, and it absolutely hasn't happened, where I've said my prices to a client and they've asked me to cut a deal, or if I could lower them, or I don't know, said that they were too high. Nobody ever reflects that back to me. They're like, yeah, that's totally the price that I expected it to be. And that for me just is just a reflection of the inner money mindset work that I have done. So if you're promoting yourself or your packages or your pricing or your business services, whatever it is, please make sure that you're in energetic alignment, because if there are blocks there, if there's blocks to receiving that, whatever those money mindset blocks are, it will block you from receiving clients. I mean, how are we going to have a wait list of clients wanting to work with you if you feel blocked around receiving the very thing that you're asking for financially? So that is where the money mindset work is just one of the biggest, biggest key pieces in all of this. So the fourth big shift that happened for me was realizing that I'm in the driver's seat. You are in the driver's seat of your business. And I decided to set my energetic standards for my business. And with that comes my energetic minimums and my energetic maximums. So what am I talking about here? I have set the standard for the energetic minimum of clients that I will have at any given time. And I have set the energetic maximum of clients that I am willing to have at any given time. I mean, how are we going to create a wait list if you say yes to everyone, which again, circles back to the neediness point. You see, it all links up with one another. But I've stated it to the universe. I've said, hey, universe, I will always have at any given moment this number of clients, because that for me right now feels good. And hey, universe, like, this is my energetic maximum, because could I get up 3 hours earlier every morning and take more clients? Yeah, I guess I could. Do I want to? No, because it does not serve my why or my mission in life or my sanity or my relationship, should I go on and on and on. So what are your energetic standards? What do you want to set as the standard for your client relationships? What do you want the energetic minimum of clients that you have to be at any given time? Now, if you don't have a wait list right now or a consistent flow of clients, that's okay. I'd say decide now and act as you mean to go on. Just because it's not happening right here, right now, as you're listening to this, doesn't mean that it can't happen for you extremely soon. And you've got to prepare yourself. So think about it. What are the numbers? What feels good for you? What do you want to state that you will always have at any given time? And also think about, what is my maximum? Where is my cutoff point? At what point does it become too much? And state that to the universe as well, because that's going to be so key in your business. And, you know, knowing that and having been in that place of being at my maximum for the last few months, that's what served my kind of up level. That's what served me launching this new incredible program that I have, because it was calling on a new aspect of my business, a new place to serve, because I already knew what my maximum was. So then I had to kind of meander and create new avenues and new doors that supported that. This is a total side note, but this is also what I do with my bank accounts, just FYI. So I set standards, I guess, with most things in my life. You know, you set your relationship standards, and hey, you're in a relationship with your business, you're in a relationship with your clients, you're in a relationship with money. So I set the standards for my bank account. I set the energetic minimum, and I've told the universe that my bank account will not go below a certain amount of money, below a certain figure. I'm trying to think, I don't think I've really set a maximum. I'm open to receiving in multiple ways, but you know what? When it comes to money, the maximum really comes from your own inner money set point. So I'm sure actually if I really, really took another deep dive into my own money mindset, there probably is a maximum in there somewhere that doesn't feel comfortable going beyond. And this is something that, you know, we have to consistently be aware of and work on as we go through every stage of our up level. Because back in the day, gosh, I know that I had an inner money set point. I was scared to go beyond a certain point, and it was blocking me from hitting just even, honestly, just even my first 5K consistent months. And obviously that's nowhere near where I am at today, but the tools and the thinking still really apply. And again, working on the inner money set point and your energetic minimums and your energetic standards, that is all something that's going to be in this 10-week Money Mindset Magic program. So my fifth and final shift that I went through and breakthrough that I would love to share with you, that I think all of us have to wrap our head around at one point or another,
because it's a question that we've all probably asked. It's a question I used to ask on repeat. When I had my first big business coach, I kept asking her this question. It was, yeah, but how? How? Yeah, but how am I going to do that? Yeah, but how do I attract those kinds of clients? Yeah, but how do I hit those kinds of numbers? Yeah, but how have you hit those 25K months or 50K months or whatever they are? It was how. How many times have you asked, yeah, but how? And I truly see now, I mean, finally, praise the Lord, the penny dropped and I'll never forget that moment. But oh my gosh, I think that asking the how is the one of the biggest blockers to receiving the very thing that we are asking how over. I truly, truly believe that. And I know because you have to apply certain strategies in your business and you have to apply a lot of thinking in your business, it can very easily cause us to detach from simply being, just being in the knowledge and the truth that it will happen without needing to know exactly what or how it's going to look like. I mean, let's just think about this. Let's think outside the box for a moment. Let's look at other areas of your life where you have not been able to determine the how, but the how has been taken care of. Like, okay, the first thing that comes to mind for me, and I'm really just going off, you know, flying by the seat of my pants here with what I'm thinking, but okay, I knew from a young age I wanted to get married. I knew that I wanted a partner for life. I knew that I wanted to spend my life and start a family with somebody. Could I have determined at that age or as I was growing up how I was going to meet my husband? Hell no! Oh my God. And if I had known the how, I probably would have ruined it. Probably would have self-sabotaged it. I did not know how I was going to meet my husband. I didn't know how he was going to look. I didn't know how our wedding was going to be. I didn't know how my engagement was going to look. What? All of the things. God, it stresses me out just thinking if I had known the how. So apply that same strategy to your business. Think about another area of your life where you haven't known the how, but it just worked out. That is how we have to be within our business. I was even thinking about this today as I was looking outside at the palm trees outside my window, and I was thinking, gosh, I've lived in LA for about 6 or so years now. And I'm like, if the girl that got on the plane had known what was about to unfold for her in LA over the last 6 years, I wonder what she would have done. You know, like all I did was take the first step. I took the first step. I knew I wanted to live in Los Angeles, and I did whatever I needed to do to be able to make that happen legally and logistically. And I got on that plane and I came over here. I did not know that it was going to lead to an international book tour or an international six-figure business or meeting my amazing husband or all of the things that have unfolded as a result of me taking that one action. And if I had known everything that was going to take place over the last 6 years at that moment that I stood on that plane, oh my God, I probably would have been completely overwhelmed. So I just took the one action and the rest unfolded. The thing that we need to focus on is not the how, but it's being the person that knows that it has already happened, that it will happen for you. How do you need to show up as that powerful woman that knows that she has a wait list? How do you need to show up and be the woman who has a successful business starting today without needing to know the how? The how is just going to get in your way because it will never look how you think it is going to look. It will either look drastically different or just slightly, slightly different, but it never looks exactly how you planned. That's not how life is. And that how is just getting in your way. Please take a big deep breath in and focus on simply being. So those are my top 5 tips to create such an attractive container for clients to just flow towards you. And these are very personal to me. These are the very steps that I've been meditating on that I took to get to where I am today. And I do understand, and I do have to say this, that I think some of them are going to sound so simple that your brain will almost want to tell you that it's too simple to work. And I just want to say that that is just fearful, old, outdated programming trying to make it harder than it needs to be. So just be aware of that voice, the voice that wants to overcomplicate it or overthink it, and really, really understand and unpack where that voice is coming from. Who says that it has to be complicated? Who told you that it had to be hard? What if it's allowed to be easy? What if it's allowed to be in consistent flow? What if you're just allowed to have the clients show up? What if you're allowed to simply just focus on providing value? What if you're allowed to just focus on being an energetic container for all that you desire? What if? What does that look like? How would you show up? What would that feel like? And could you just focus on being in that place? Because that place is kind of magic. So I would love to know which one of these resonated with you the most. So head over to @girl_unfiltered and please drop me a DM, because this one felt a little raw and vulnerable. And I want to know which one really is creating that shift within you, which one you feel is standing out as the powerful action that you're ready to take. And again, just to remind you that the doors are officially open to Money Mindset Magic. So if you are ready for a really profound shift in your relationship with money and your business and your life, because they all go hand in hand, don't they? Then just click on the link below and check out all of the amazing wonderfulness that is packed full in this program. And if you do have any questions about it, again, please reach out to me @girl_unfiltered on Instagram. And I would be very, very happy to support you with any questions that you have over this. So I'm sending you guys lots and lots of love. And I cannot wait to witness you guys showing up as your fullest, most boldest, most badass self and having all of those clients flowing towards you. So I'm sending you guys lots and lots and lots of love and abundance.